Kumlana blad from Mother Rush of Dalar and Olive Masechta Tmura by the three punten, by the two dots. Mishum Rabbi Yisi Bachinina Amru, Rabbi Yisi Bachinina added, Af Hamakdim Truma Libikurim. Rabbi Yisi Bachinina added, which we learned yesterday, that if you give Truma before Bikurim, you have to have, if you give Bikurim first and then Truma, give Bikurim before Truma, sounds like from here that you get Malkus for it. My time of the Rabbi Yisi, that's what Gemara says here. Later on, the Gemara will say that you don't get Malkus for it. But my time of the Rabbi Yisi, what's the logic? What's the Aved here? Omakro, it says in Pasig, Milei Oschom, that which is full of the Dimach and that which is mixed. Truma is mixed because it's Truma and Tevel are mixed together, you know, the part of the food that it doesn't need Truma, then the Truma, it's not the Truma part, they're mixed together.
It's like.
Mixed. The mu is mixed. The ma'ir is an aleph. Leisa ache, don't delay the order. Melei ele bekudim. Bedimacha, mixture is truma. Lama says, leisa ache, don't delay. In other words, it should be, first you should give the bekudim and then give the truma. That's what it says. So the order, itma we learned, hegdim truma le bekudim. If you reverse the order, he gave truma first before bekudim. Rabbi Leze, Rabbi Yisi, Bechanim, we have an argument. Chadom Malaike, one that says Malkus, and according to our Gemara, it seems that that's the one who's Rabbi Yisi, that's Rabbi Yisi, Bechaninim, and the Chadom Mar Einu Leike. Testayim, you would seem to conclude that Rabbi Yisi, Bechaninuhu, it is Rabbi Yisi Bar Chanina that we learned yesterday. Oh, my like it that you get Malkus if you change the order around and you give the truma before the Bikurim. Why? Mid the Amar Rabbi Yisi Chanina Af Hamagdim Truma Bikurim. He uses those words Af Hamagdim Truma Bikurim. But we said that you never get Malkus for a lav shem and ma'isa chutz meimar v'nishba mekalu b'shem b'shabelik. And then he added Rabbi Chanina added also what do you call it Truma Bikurim. Sounds like he's adding another thing where you do get Malkus. So that's what it seems. I'm going to conclude Rabbi Lozu Dama like it. Because Rabbi Lozu says like it, I'm going to have a problem with Chanina. Why would I conclude that's Rabbi Lozu who says he get Malkus for that? It's not. We learned elsewhere. How you live fun of? You had in front of you the few gisays in the Gemara here. We'll just learn one gisa. You had in front of you steak kalkolishal tevel. You had two barrels, let's say, of tevel. But man, this is what you said. So this barrel A and this barrel B. Lomi said ma'isa shal zubazu. The ma'isa for barrel A is found in barrel B. Is harishayne meusedes, and then no problem. You can eat straight away from barrel A because the mice is a barrel B. In fact, we once had that. If we had right before Shabbos, enough time. You say shnei lugin shani osi lahafrich. In this barrel, there's two lugin that's going to be mice, and that's good enough. So surely it's a separate barrel altogether. And over there, the whole had machlekes is because how do you know? Yes, brera. Maybe you're eating from the part that you set aside for mice. But here, the mice is another barrel. No issues. What about you said Shazu bezu. If you said the meiser of A barrel A is in barrel B, but the meiser of barrel B is in barrel A. Harishayne musedes. So the first one is musa, right? Because everything is in my MB. But vashniyene musedes. But the second one is not musa. Why isn't the second one musa? Because you said the meiser race. It's meiser rishon. It's meiser sheni. By you saying that, you took meiser rishon and meiser sheni already. For barrel A is already in barrel B, and barrel A is totally potter. So barrel A is already totally potter. Whatever's left in barrel A has been taken off the miser. How can then barrel A become the miser for barrel B? You cannot take min ha potter al achiv.
So if there is chiv of miser sheni but miser rishon, then it's good enough to take miser rishon out of that one.
Yeah, but you don't. You said if you change, yeah, of course.
No, that was if you're only referring to miser rishon.
Right, on barrel A you say Maisa Shani, and barrel B Maisa Rishon.
For the cross over.
Yeah, yeah.
Each one has still got the chiyuv of Maisa.
There's no problem.
So then the Maisa Rishon can be chal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not completely potter.
Exactly. But remember also there's an order. Rishon has to be before Shani.
Sure, I understand. Okay.
So then in this case, the mice, the barrel A is no longer can be used to be potter barrel B. Okay. What happens? He said at the same time, I want both barrels to be meiser for each other. So he didn't first say, you know, meiser, the barrel B should be meiser for barrel A, and then you said meiser, barrel A should be meiser for barrel B. You said both should be meiser for each other. It's kodesh Hashem. Good. Then they're both chal at the same time, so there's no problem, right? We eat more. We learn Rabbi Elazar Omer was there, but nevertheless, loyki get malchus. Why get malchus? Because over here, now we're not talking about case number three because it happened at the same time. But in case number one, case number two, apart from everything else, the problem is that you took Maisa Sheni before you took Maisa Sheni. You took Maisa Sheni before you took Maisa Rishon, and that you're not allowed to do. And you, in other words, he's saying you change the order around, you get Malchus. If you only took about Maisa Sheni in case number one, case number two, you didn't talk Maisa, you talked only about Maisa Sheni. You didn't do Maisa Rishon yet. So even though we said it's Chal and everything else, but you get Malchus for reversing the order. So who do we see says you get Malchus for reversing the order? It's Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar obviously argues, you don't get Malchus. So what's Pshat now going on here? Tis Tayim, so Taki, you're right. Rabbi Elazar holds you get Malchus. El Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, he says if you swap the order from Bikurim and Bikurim and Truma, you get, why? Because you change the order, you get Malchus. Now here, you change the order of Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanin holds you don't get Malchus. Says the Gemara, you learned wrong pshat. Loi Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Chanina aptura koi. You thought he's saying that you're also chayiv. You know, when you said lav sheim b'maisa yepater, except for nishba meimer u'mekal chaveda b'shem. So these are the three exceptions. Even though you're just talking, you're going to get malchus. Comes Rabbi Chanina and says, also, if you swap the order of Bikurim, you know, you say this should be Bikurim, and then you say Truma first before Bikurim. So you thought also means that these are a fourth exception of the Chayiv. No, also means Lav Sheim B'maisa, you don't get Malchus. We also don't get Malchus. Abturikoi, he holds Haki Yepater. He's saying that also if you marked him Sheim L'Truma before Bikurim, it's a Lav Sheim B'maisa, because it's only talking, and therefore you don't get Malchus. Why did we learn before Meima is an exception, you get Malchus? So we said because it's a Dibur that comes to a Maisa. You can't use Rav's answer because it follows up Yehuda, Lav, Shem, Maisa, Lekin, Lav. Because then everything you get Malchus. Why only these three exceptions? These three, because even though Lav Shem Maisa ain't like in love over here, because with your Dibur it's Chal to the Terumah, or whatever, so it's Chal, and there's a Chalois by Temurah, there's a Chalois, so therefore you get Malchus. No, so to mark the Terumakudim, not me, Luke, Mishra Dibur, so Maisa, so why Taka, the Rish Chanina says, that you don't get Malchus if you mark the Terumah to Bekudim, Lachayr, it's a Lav Shem, it's a Dibur that comes to the Maisa. Omar Rab Ovin comes along and says, Shiny Hossam, there is different. Why is it different? The lav shenitik la'aseihu. You know why it's different? It's a lav shenitik la'asei. The pasuk says melei oscha b'dimacha lo sa'achar. Right? So it's a lav. And then it says mikol ma'aso seichem turim la'ashem. That from all your mices you should give truma. That means that if you by mistake went to your keri and went to give mices before truma, we said it's chal. We learn from that pasuk mikol ma'aso seichem. So we see that if we reverse the order, we still say, go ahead and continue giving the rest of the things you didn't give. That's called Lav Nigla Say. That's what we're like. You stole, you give it back. Obviously, we don't want you to steal. But that's what it is.
So when he's marking Truma to be Kulim, so the Asay, yeah, that he can still give to be Kulim?
Sorry?
When he said Lav Nigla Say, he was marking Truma to be Kulim.
That's right. So then still give. You still give the Kurim.
That's the
Nisik Lasei. You know, still do what you have to do. And the Chiddush here is that even usually we say in Merksuvah that the Lav and Nasei have to be written next to each other. Here, the Lav and Nasei are very far from each other. The Lav is by Mila Oscha B'dimacha Leisa Acher, and the Nasei is by Maiser, where it says in Kedach, Mekom Maaser Seichem Torimu. And we dash, so that's the Chiddush, that even that is called the Lav and Nisik Lasei. And that's why it's only Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. The Chachamim hold that you do get Malkus because they don't consider this a Lav. I didn't want to say that say is too far from the Lav. The say was not written near the Lav. So it's not the Lav that was written with the Timinat, that say was written to Minatik the Lav. But Rabbi Yisrael holds it is. That's his Chiddush. But the Gemara, okay, Yosef, Dimi, Kamal, Hosh, Maite, Dimi, Sat, Yisrael, the Sugi, Yom, Le, Abaye, so the whole Lav, Shinitik, La, Say, Le, Loki. So Abaye says, every Lav, I didn't think I say, Le, Malkus. The taste is perplexed by the Abaya. What do you mean? What's this asking? We learned the whole Shas, we're coming to the end, and now he wakes up. Allah is going to say, you're going to get Malchus. What do we learn everywhere? So Taisus tries to tell you here that these, like Meimar, is different than other Lav Hanitila says. Why? Because let's say Temurah. The Gemara is going to call Tumuri here Lava Ditigla and say, Vahoyahu Tumurase Kaidish. Lo Yamir Lo Yachlifenu. But then if he did, Yim Hame Yamir, then Hoyahu Tumurase Kaidish. So Taysa wants to say, this is a different kind of a Lava Ditigla say. What, always in I say, you have to do something. You stole, you have to bring it back. What's that say that you're doing here? It's automatic. It's automatic. That's called a Ditigla say. In other words, all the cases that we're talking about is thinking about are cases which are not the normal Lava Ditigla say, which are a very weak, but this is not a nitzik lasei. You didn't do anything. But hameima, and that's what Abai's question is. You take for example tumura the lav she nitzik laseiu. It's a lav nitzik laseiu. It says lo yachlifenu, but then it says v'im hameyamir ayu utmalazik kedush. Treat as if it's kedush. And v'loki, and yet we just said you get malchus v'tanah. We look in our mishnah lo yishad v'nasher l'ham hamei. Not that you're allowed to be tumura. Elashib heimimumer v'soifik is aboyim. And you get malchus. And why? Why do you get malchus? So Taysa gives a few exceptions.
You say that bringing it as a carbon is the action.
Sorry?
You say that bringing it as a carbon is the action.
That once it's... No, yeah, that, it's as a kodesh. It's a kodesh, yeah, exactly. So Taysa says, he's talking about what we're talking about, Bukurim and Maise, because the Lav and Nase are not written next to each other. So that's what he's wondering. How can you even call that a Lav and Nase when we hang about Ksubis? That's not loving it, let's say, when it's far away. That's one. And by truma is because you're not doing anything. Again, so shvacha lava nitin lasei. So he's talking about shvacha lava nitin lasei, weak ones. Where do you say that? How do you know that that's called lava nitin lasei? Yeah. And Taysa said, l'cheyde by gzeila as well. It says the hush of gzeila is not the same place as l'cheyde. So how come that's called lavening to say? It says over there it's clear, even though it's written far apart. The only way you can ever return a gzeila is by first stealing. So it doesn't matter where the Torah would have written return it. We know that this assay is coming to be menatik the lav. Because what else are you going to be? The problem when you have a lav and you say far away from each other is who said that the assay is coming to fix up the lav? How do you know? So he says, in the case of Maisa, when we learn the pasuk, give Maisa, you know, go ahead and give Maisa. Who says that you have to give Maisa dafka when you did the wrong thing and you know, when the pasuk got to give truma after you give Maisa? Who says truma after you give Maisa? Who said you did the wrong thing? You don't have to do the wrong thing. You can give truma, you can give Maisa, and the right thing. So therefore, then how do you know that the pasuk is being written to fix up a mistake that you made? So if it's written next to each other, I know. That's why it's written there, to tell you that if you didn't do this, you can still do this. But if it's far away from each other, who says it's coming to fix anything up? That's the chiddush. Abai saying, who said that's such a tenuous nitzik laseh? How do you know? And tomorrow, as I said, you didn't do anything. Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you. Why is a lava, why isn't tomorrow a lava nitzik laseh? Why are you getting malchus? So you might answer, you know why? Havala today lavi, because it says lo yomi velo yachlifenu. That's two lavi, and the chad, I say this one, I say, vah yehut, 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 you can't have a lavin to say when you have two lavin and one I say. It says the Gemara, v'hari oynis, what about an oynis? If a person is honest, a girl, yeah, he rapes a girl, it says in the pasuk, the chad la, the chad say. It says there that you la yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav. You're not allowed to send her away the rest of your life. So that's a lav. And the chad say, and it says v'loy si elisha. It says you should marry her. V'lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yomav. So it's a lav. And nitzik l'say is every time you divorce her, take her back. V'loy osi chad say v'okel lav. And yet over there we say that the say does not come and is oikah the lav. You learned oynis shegidish. Like this: if a person raped a girl and he divorced her, in Yisraelu, if he's a yid machzor, his grusha say takes her back. But you like you don't get malchus, right? Because it's you always take it back. But im koyinu, if it's a koyin, like you can't take it back because divorce. So malchus in a machzor, and you don't take it back. So l'chayde, it's still a lava nitik. Now that we've introduced that weak lava nitik lasei, they're also lava nitik lasei. This is a weak lava nitik lasei. Why? Because for Yisrael, for a kohen, it's not lava nitik lasei. A kohen can't take it back. But since most people are Yisraelim, and most Yisraelim can take it back, so for most Yisraelim, it's a lava nitik lasei. Let's consider this also as a lava nitik lasei. And why does the kohen get malchus? Says the Gemara, kohenim time achrinehu. Kohenim are different. The Rabbi Rachman, we had this a few places already. The Rabbi Rachman, the Kedusha Yisrael, Kohenim have to behave better than others, and therefore we're more medactic with them, and therefore we'll give them malchus, even though maybe you can argue it's a lav and nigla say, because for most people it's a lav and nigla say, it doesn't matter, they'll still get malchus. Kitanoi, he says the Gemara, it's like a machlei kitanoi, and Matosa says that we're going back to our original discussion of lav and lav sheyesh b'maisa. There's another gist that we're talking about lav and nigla say, but Matosa says we're going back to lav sheyesh b'maisa. It says the pasuk by noise lo yashir men aboike. Do not leave anything left. Don't leave anything in the morning, and anything left over till the morning, you have to burn in the fire. So it says the pasuk yashir men aboike. So why does the Torah say again? So don't leave anything in the morning. It says again by noise men aboike. But eish esroy for bar. Because then I say achelos. First it says you lo yashir, which is a lot, and then it tells you the noise aboike. But eish esroy for when I say loy meshen loykin olav. You don't get malchus. A lav and nizik. I say noise is a lav and nizik. I say you don't get malchus. The Torah told you how to fix it up. Rabbi Yaakov says, that's not the reason why. You know why you don't get malchus? What did you do? You didn't do anything, right? You just left it over to the following morning. So the whole lav shame and ma'isa ain't like him. Miklal that I've made that Rabbi Yehuda saw beautiful. Like we do get malchus. So we say, according to Rabbi Yaakov, this v'hanoise mimenu adboike. Rabbi Yaakov says, this that says v'hanoise mimenu adboike beishesreifel mayos. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that says that has nothing to do with that nitik lase. So why does the Torah repeat again and that which is left over in the morning, burn it? You know, burn it. What does it say it again for? The boy, you know, we need for the kids now. We learned what some is the bones by Gideon and the sinews by Anois and the leftover Yisrael. We should burn it by Pesach. When do you bring the current Pesach? The 14th day. So you would have thought, and you only could eat it till the following morning or till midnight. So you would have thought the following morning, the first day Yom Tov, we should burn it. It's a mitzvah of burning, and even though on Yom Tov you're not allowed to eat, but it's a mitzvah of burning Sefer's Kachim. So you would have thought that Sefer's Kachim should be done on Yom Tov itself. B'shisha, so it comes to tell you, no, not the first morning, but the second morning. Chalamoid, B'shisha Asar. Chol shisha also leave a Shabbos, and if the 16th day falls on a Shabbos, he's with a shiva also on the 70th day. Why? If you shein doichin lo is a Shabbos, lo is a Yom Tov. That sreif is kachim, even though it's a mitzvah, because since you cannot, it's not oichel nefesh, you cannot eat from it, it's also. My time, what's the reason? Because Amakra, the pasuk says twice. The hanoisim mimenu aboike. It says in the pasuk that if you anything left over, and first it says don't leave anything until the morning, and then anything left over till the morning means the next morning, burn it. That's what you need a pasuk for. Not to be menatik lase, not to tell you there's an assay to fix it up, but rather to give you another morning to burn it. Now starts a new sugi in the Gemara, a famous sugi. We have a little time, maybe we do some Rashi. This is called a very. Okay, Omar Abai said, Kol Milsa. At the end, even though he makes such an open rule, Kol Milsa, then you'll find out there's only very few cases that they actually argue. But Kol Milsa, wherever, the Omar Achmana, wherever the Torah says, that loy savit, don't do this. Im ovid, if you didn't listen to the Torah and you defied it, mahani, whatever you told not to do, if you did it, it's chal, it happens, and that's why you get punished. And I'll prove it to you. Because the isal gadatul mahani, if you tell me the Torah, don't do it. And if you did it, nothing happened. Then am I lucky? What do you get malchus for? What do you get malchus for? You didn't do anything. Rava, my Rava says, if you didn't obey the Torah, don't do something and you didn't listen and you defied the Torah, loy mahani, nothing happened. Media, lemahani, media, nothing happened. No, so why did he get punished? The machlekes is, what's the main aveda? The chetz or the gabra? According, is it the object that you achieved or is it the fact that you did aveda? Rava says it's the gabra. I don't care if you achieved anything. The Torah says, don't go through these motions. You went through these motions. I don't care if you achieved anything or not, but you defied the Torah, so you'll get malchus because of Gavra. According to Abaye, it's the Chefza. If you didn't achieve anything, then no Aveda happened. So what are you getting punished for? The reason why you're getting punished is because the Chefza occurred, but no Chefza occurred, so therefore, why would you get punished? Okay, so Abaye holds its Chefza and the Rav holds its Gavra. So according to Abaye, every time you do an Aveda, you defy the Torah, loy mahani. Sorry, mahani. It must be effective. Otherwise, why do you get punished? So every time you do an aveda, it must be effective. According to Rava, it's not effective at all. Loi mahani. So let's do the Gemara. That doesn't talk about. Of course, yeah, whatever you did, Truma, if you had to create a situation. The Gemara will see examples. Like Truma, tell us, don't give me a royal offer. If he did it become Truma or not? Okay, like Tamura. But the Tamura, clearly, that's why is the Gemara here. Because Tamura, Torah says, don't lo yamir, lo yachlifenu. But if you did, it became Truma. And the fact that they have to tell you became truma, and without the tell you, what would you have learned? That it doesn't become truma. Like Rava says, as we'll see in the Gemara later. Chayda said, to Rava, loy mahani. Anyway. The Gemara makes the last question. Somebody's ma'anis a woman and he divorced her. Im Yisrael, we learned before, if he's a Yisrael, machzir, he takes her back. Ve'enu loike, you don't get malchus. Right? He takes it back, you don't get malchus. Now, v'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, kivan the amar amem and the rachman alaki, if you're going to tell me, according to the Rav, we don't care if anything happened or not, as long as you're over the Torah, you're in malchus, nuhanami lilke, who cares that if she remained free or she didn't remain free? Your Torah says don't send her away. Who cares if she remains free or didn't remain free, and who cares if you marry her back? But the fact is that you went through the motions. According to the Rav, if you go through the motions, behind the lucky, mishum the amar amem and rachman. So, why don't you get malchus? To Yufta the Rava, Kasha and Rava. Rashi, Hanami Luke, Rashi, top of the page, claim it. Tainach Labai, according to Abai, the Amr says, the Heicha, the Mahani, Luki, the Rabbi says that only time you get Malkus is that if you achieve something, that's why Lahachi, Tani Hachi, they don't like it. That's why they don't get Malkus. Why? Because you never divorced it forever. You always take it back. Dola Mahani, my Dava doesn't help. She Yachalachzi, take it back. Rava says that even if you do something, it doesn't take any effect. Nevertheless, get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? Because you're even on what the Torah says. Over here, I forgot the Mahani. Get Malkus. You're even on the Rachmana. Everything more Ramalach Rava will answer you. Shiny Hossam. There is different. You want to know why over there? Even though you're ineffective, you get Malkus. Shiny Hossam. There's different. So you know why over there you get Malkus, the Chayyim went through the motions? Why you don't get Malkus? Shiny Hassan, the Omakra, the Torah adds. It doesn't say, don't send her away. It adds the words Kol Yomav. As if to tell you, you're not over an Aveda unless it's Kol Yomav. Like a Koyin. But anybody else, because you could take her back, you never were over Kol Yomav. So therefore, that's why you didn't do the Aveda the way Torah stipulated it. Says that even though you went through the motions, but you didn't the motion of an Aveda. Kol Yomav, Kol Yomav, Bamud Lehechzir. Rashi, Luchel Shalcha, Kol Yomav, the Mashmah, the Kol Yomav, Luchel Shalcha. The only time you're even Aveda is if you send her away forever. Dim Gidish, Yachzir, since you divorced, you can take it back. The Kol Yomav, Bamud Lehechzir, you can always take it back. Hichel Le'ovar Amem, Lechman, you were never even Aveda. Ava ba'alma, generally, avagav the lemahani, generally, if you weren't effective, as soon as you did whatever you did, you're over the veda. Avagav the vade loikim, should the avagav member nachmana. Here, you weren't over a member nachmana, because the Torah says don't send her away forever. You never send her away forever. Nu, so according to Baya, why do you have to add the words kol yomav? According to Baya, even if one has to kol yomav, since it isn't effective, the fact that you could take her back, that's why you don't get any malchus. What does it have to add kol yomav for? Well, Abaye, and according to Abaye, Elav, the Omer, Achmona, Kol Yomav, had not been Kol Yomav, I never thought, Isuruhu, the Ovidlei, okay, Daveda, you did. You won't get Malkus, because you didn't achieve anything, because you could take it back. The fact that you could take it back means you didn't really achieve anything. But who said you have to take it back? Maybe you have a choice to take it back or not. Kamashla, no, Kol Yomav, you got to take it back. Loisi Elish, you got to take it back. That's why Zaitkizach Rashi Labai Domid Hechad Mahani Loki. Will you achieve something in Malkus? Avli Le Mahani Loki. If you didn't achieve anything, you don't get Malkus over here. You don't get Malkus because you could always take it back. That's enough. The Dela Ma'itzichul Mechter Koyom. I said add the word Koyom. But Hashem teach you the Koyba Amud Beherze to teach you a separate thing that no, you have a Chiv to take it back. Ahachi Le Loki Don't get Malkus. Should have a Kuma say I feel like Chiv Zigoyom. Shamin Lizay according to him. So Chayda according to him. Even if you didn't Koyom, the fact that you could means you didn't achieve anything. The Lo Loki, the Lo Mahani, the Yochazir. The fact that you can always take it back, you didn't achieve anything. So we say Isuda Avle, but he says no. She divorced her Avin Milki Lelaki. But it should be. We would have thought it's optional. The boy lehead, the boy lehead. Kamashlon Kol Yomav. The Lima Lachakasa teach you the Chayva B'Yad Lachzira. You have to take it back. The Hashda Kol Yomav Ba'Amad Mehechzikah. You have a Chiv to take it back. The Hilchah Lelaki Gemalkus. The Lav Mishum Navi Kumasei. Navi Kumasei. That's one version of this discussion. Lish Nachrin. Another version. We're almost finished. Another version of the discussion. Meisve. The question is the other way around. We're asking Ganabaya. Makes us a question. Oyin the Shagidish im Yisraelu Machzi takes it back. But ain't like you don't get Malkus. Now im Koyin who like it in a Machzi is a Koyin. You do get Malkus and you can't take it back. Tony, we learned Mios. However, im Yisraelu Machzi, if you take it back, according to Abaya, if you take it back to Yufta the Abaya, it's a Kashan Abaya. Abaya says that every time you do something and you're effective, then you get Malkus. So the Chayda, the only time you get according to Bayit, the only time you get punished is if you're effective. Over here, you're not effective. You always have to take it back. You always have to take it back.
So it's just not a total divorce, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. Shiny Hashem, Lachmanama, Koyama, Koyama, Ba'amad, Baherze. Look, we'll stop here doing tomorrow. Okay. This is the sugi of.